Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So what is corporate communism, folks? And how does it impact your life? Going to talk a little bit about that and a couple of other things today. Welcome to Political Coffee. This is the show where we talk for an hour about the political issues of the day and how, well, how you can use them to change your world by persuading a persuadable person. That means having meaningful conversations, not with the crazy left, but rather just ordinary folks out there that are, you know, are in your world, whatever world that is, and just happen to maybe be a little apolitical, or, you know, they can kind of vote either way or whatever. You know, sometimes you just kind of need to get their attention and then have that meaningful conversation with them, because it works. It really does. I mean, in human interaction, you have the opportunity to really get to people's hearts and their minds. Now, today, of course, in America, in our culture, communism probably doesn't have the power that it used to have in terms of what it really means to people. I doubt that it's being taught at a level in our public education that really explains the difference between communism and what it really truly means to people versus liberty, freedom. So what is corporate communism, and how does it fit into mandatory vaccinations for COVID or anything else? Corporate communism. It's exactly what Kate is doing in Oregon. And it's destroying small business. But big corporations comply. And you and I have to comply. I'm going to talk about that. A couple of other things that I want to get to you, put in front of you is... Do you want your property taxes to go up? Do you want your rent to go up in a rental home on a commercial piece of property? Senate Bill 852 is going to be heard this Thursday, and it takes away the mortgage interest deductions for secondary properties and commercial property. So a lot of these rental homes that you've had them, unfortunately, you haven't been able, your renters aren't paying you money. You can't evict them under the COVID rules. Well, now they're going to add insult to injury. They're going to say, yeah, not only are we going to keep those rules in place, but we're going to now take away your property tax exemption off of your taxes. Oh, and of course, the money that gets raised by doing this is going to help create a fund for other property owners. The Oregon Watchdog has a story on this. It's actually an Oregon Catalyst, and it says, apparently, Oregon, which is the nation's fifth fattest, most expensive government per capita. In other words, we spend more money per capita than 45 other states. Apparently, Oregon can't find any money to help property owners except to go ahead and tax them more. That bill gets heard. Thank you, Republican senators. Thank you for not walking out and now allowing all of us Well, at least some of us. To get hit with a new property tax increase. Thank you, Republican senators. What will you walk out for, by the way, Republican senator? Is there anything? Is there literally anything that you won't be willing to walk out for? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I also want to talk about Nike sues the rapper Lil Nas X's Satan shoes. You know, I'd never heard anything about Satan shoes until my pastor talked about it from the pulpit on Sunday. It was news to me. So this guy, this little pop star, Lil Nas X's limited edition sneaker line known as Satan shoes, he's violated copyright laws by customizing the Nike Air Max 97 shoes. Now, how's he done that? Well, he announced that they are going to, well, he's offering them in limited edition. He's only offering 666 copies of them. And they were reportedly already sold out even, well, right after they went on sale at $1,018 per pair. It features a satanic pentagram on the toe of the shoe. And it contains a drop of human blood. It also has a scripture on the sole, which is meant to mock God. I believe the pastor said it was a scripture having to do of Luke. So Nike, which as of Sunday wasn't going to do anything about this, apparently got a little backlash about it. So now they're suing for copyright infringement. It's the state of where we are. By the way, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota got a pretty stern rebuke from the South Dakota legislature when they rejected her style and form veto of a bill that protects women, girls, playing girls' sports. She then releases two executive orders. One that says only girls should play girls' sports. She released a press release saying, given the legislature's failure to accept my proposed revisions to House Bill 1217, I'm immediately signing two executive orders to address the issue. One to protect fairness in K-12 athletics and another to do this so in college athletics. And she's going to call the legislature into a special session to deal with it. Now, the reason that she did all of this, tried to split the baby, because the NCAA, she doesn't want to be banned. She doesn't want the state of South Dakota to be banned by the NCAA. Which has become, as you know, incredibly political. Now, this is not courage. It's trying to, well, she's gotten roundly criticized as she should have. She is a rising star in the conservative movement, or at least was until this. And now, sadly, she's becoming just another politician. And finally, friends, before we get into vaccinations, forced vaccinations for COVID and what that means to you, there's a video. Gateway Pundit has a story, and this is one that you can still use once the conversations ever get back to this place. There's an exclusive video. Nine times on the live television feeds of the 2020 election, nine times that nearly 400,000 votes disappeared from President Trump's column. Now, the Gateway Pundit has done previous stories, and they knew of I think they said five or six instances, but now there's this video has surfaced of actual live television of nine times. Now, here's what's interesting. They show four videos in Pennsylvania. Four different videos that show 134,643 votes being removed from Donald Trump live on television. Joe Biden only won Pennsylvania. By less than that. So obviously, enough votes were removed on live television for Joe Biden to win. Georgia. There's two videos about Georgia. Showed a total of 12,190. Virginia, which people are starting to look at, showed 121,000. Minnesota, 104,000. Florida, of all places, where Trump won handily, showed a mere 1,364 votes being removed from Donald Trump's win column on live television. Can anybody explain this? Well, at least according to the Gateway Pundit article, no one has. No one has explained how these live television feeds, no one's even done an investigation. Now, where do these live television feeds come from? They come from data. Data that is a third-party company takes in its raw form, which is the racist zeros and ones, you know, because math is racist, at least according to Oregon. It takes all of those zeros and ones, which is how the data is transmitted from Secretary of State's offices. It sends them to these third-party aggregators who turn it into actual readable results. Now, you tell me how. Is it possible that on live television, votes can be removed from one candidate and given to another? How is that possible? You want to start a conversation with a persuadable person? It's an interesting question to ask, isn't it? 620, I can hold it. On forced vaccination, how would you react?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Lo and behold, I get ready to talk about corporate communism and vaccine passports. And I look up on Fox Business and there's a headline. Governor DeSantis of Florida, vaccine passports are not necessary. Want a job? You gotta get a shot. Ron Paul wrote about that in his column entitled that. This Amazon streaming series, which I don't watch, but it's in this story I'm reading on the American Thinker about this. It's a show called Utopia that has as part of its plot line a vaccine that, unknown to those who want it to protect them from disease, actually was designed to prevent reproduction for three generations. Okay. There is a headline on the Liberty Daily today. And I'll read to you what it is because it fits in here. It's got a picture of Bill Gates sitting around some people with Dr. Fauci next to him. They're all laughing and having a good time. And the headline is former Pfizer, as you know, a pharmaceutical company, former Pfizer vice president, quote, it's entirely possible that vaccine campaigns, quote, will be used for massive scale depopulation, unquote. Okay. The first known lawsuit, this is a story in the Oregon Business Report. It's on OregonCatalyst.com. And it's written by a lawyer, Natalie Patterson of the Baron Liebman LLP Oregon Law Firm. And so it begins, is the headline, first known lawsuit over vaccine mandate is filed in New Mexico. This is about a county mandate, which requires all first responders to receive the COVID vaccine. The lawsuit's been filed by an employee at the detention center. All right. So what if then your employer says, you got to be vaccinated? This is corporate communism. Freshman bomb-throwing congresswoman from Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, put it on Twitter because the Biden regime has said, yeah, even though we want states to return to full mask mandates, that's why you need to oppose the permanent Oregon OSHA rule. And I will have that back up on the show plan today. So you can do that. You just click the links and you can oppose it. You have until April 2nd. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene put this up on Twitter saying that the Biden regime is saying, no, we're not going to do vaccine passports. But really they are, because they're going to partner with private companies to create systems that people can use to show proof they were vaccinated. She calls it corporate communism. She writes in her tweet, this is called corporate communism. The private companies that do not mandate vaccine passports will have more customers and money than they can comprehend. The corporate communists will be committing HIPAA violations and will have more lawsuits than they can comprehend. And this is all based on the White House saying, yeah, they're not going to create vaccine passports, but they're going to work with private companies. Oh, you know, like, let's say airlines that say, you know what? If you can't show us that little card that says you're being vaccinated, guess what? You don't get to fly. Now, how will you react to that? Now, Representative Green also fired off multiple tweets saying, quote, they're actually talking about people's ability to buy and sell linked to the vaccine passport. They might as well call it Biden's mark of the beast. So let me ask you that question then. If your employer says, we've determined as a private company, I'm not talking about state of Oregon, I expect Oregon to do this. So for you state employees, you probably are going to have to face this at some point in the future. I hate to say this. I think it's going to be mandatory to work for the state of Oregon. I do. I think Kate's going to dictate that by executive order. How will you react to that? But what about private employers? If your private employer says you can't work, let's say you work for a big box store that sells stuff. And they say, sorry, we've determined you have to be vaccinated to work here. What will you do? Is it, in fact, the mark of the beast? Instead of that little chip that we've all thought it would be, that gets inserted into our forehead, under our skin, or our hand? What if it is a vaccine? And the excuse that if you do not have the vaccine, you cannot buy or sell. What will you do? I want to thank a company that is fearless, Freedom Heating and Air. They stand up for liberty every day. It's in their name. They stand up for it because they continue to advertise on this radio station, which stands for your liberty. So KSLM is all about. So I want you to seriously consider doing business with Freedom Heating and Air. You've got your choice of companies that can make your life better with these great UV filtration systems that make your home very safe by killing the viruses, or just more comfortable. Summer's coming. Check them out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. How are you going to react if your employer says you must be vaccinated? Would love to get your perspective.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. So what do you do? Your employer says you must receive the COVID vaccination to continue to work here. Do you sue? Can government force you to do that? Is there federal or state law that says your employer can force that on you? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. There's another story, by the way, that I just have to mention in passing here. Y'all heard about the, you like that y'all thing? Y'all heard about that Washington State Supreme Court ruling that said in a 5-4 decision that basically, no, there are no illegal drug laws. They're all unconstitutional in Washington State. The Spokane chief of police said an interesting thing. As you know, we sort of have this here in Oregon, right? He said this. He said, quote, if there's a 21-year-old with a bag of heroin and an officer goes by, you can't do anything with the heroin. But for the 19-year-old with an open container of beer, that's a misdemeanor. I want you to think about that. We're saying it's okay for you to possess heroin and methamphetamine in Oregon, folks, and now in Washington State. But you can't be under the age of 21 and drink alcohol legally in Oregon. You can be 19. Heck, you can be just about any age. And in effect, you're not going to get prosecuted for drugs, period. How do you think this is going to end up? Not good. Not good for society. Walt writes an email about the link I provided yesterday for signing the petition to say no to the OSHA mask mandates. He says it takes us to what is to me a questionable website. It felt like it really was about getting money and email addresses. I'm not sure that I signed anything. Yeah, anybody can go to change.org and you can put up a petition and people can sign it. It's been going on a long time. Actually, I think it started under Obama. At any rate, yeah, they always ask you for money. And yeah, they want your email address because they sell it. But if you're worried about that, then you probably shouldn't have a smartphone and any apps on it. You probably shouldn't be on Facebook or most other social platforms because they do the same thing. Bottom line is you need to take a stand. And you can, and I will put the official links to where you can still comment about the OSHA permanent rule that forces us to wear masks and a lot of other things. Jimmy writes an email about pushing landlords off the cliff. This is earlier in the first half of the show. I talked about this. Another new Senate bill, which raises your costs, takes away your property tax deduction, at least for landlords, commercial or rentals. He writes, most of our rentals are paid off. If they were not, this would be devastating. We've forgiven a bunch of rent in the last year, and it hasn't been fun. We're glad to help our renters, but there are limits. Jeff, the terrible thing is that I think this is only the tip of the iceberg. Yes, I agree. I think it is. What'll be interesting to see is how many Democrat, I'm quite serious now, how many Democrat and independent landlords, how many of them are going to be impacted by this, and how does it change how they think about who they vote for, about what are the philosophies of governance behind all of this stuff? Now, over the break, by the way, I got a call from a listener who reminded me, you know, John B. Wells is on Saturday nights here on KSLM. And he has, you can go to johnbwells.news, and there's a story there about in Norway, lawsuits against the government based on the Nuremberg Code. Now, I haven't looked into this. I read a little something about it the other day. And to me, it is an interesting legal theory. Okay. Now, let's get back to corporate communism and your rights being taken from you by Democrats. Because Republicans let them. Now, it's not just in D.C. This morning, for those of you who follow Dutch Sheets, he's a Christian evangelical pastor and written books about angels and other things. He gets a lot of prophecy sent to him by other people in the evangelical community that are called prophets. Today, he does a 15-minute video every morning, which I watch when I get up at 3:30 and grab a cup of coffee and or waking up. And this video today was about H.R. 5, which is the Equality Act. This is the one that says, yeah, guys can compete as girls if they consider themselves to be a girl. And it goes on to do a bunch of things, including saying that if you are a religious organization like a church or some other charity that's a religious charity, it becomes federal law and discriminatory if you hire or if you refuse to hire someone who is, say, transgender. Now, this is dangerous to your liberty. Now, he's urging everybody to get in touch with Congress, and I think that's the right thing. The same is true with forced vaccinations. If your employer says to you, now, if you're self-employed, you don't have to worry about this, unless people you do business with say, you know, unless you can show that you have a vaccination, we can't do business with you anymore because you're in our facility. Like, let's take our friend Art. Art's a blind guy. Art, for years, has had a business, a vending machine business, in state buildings and other places for years and years and years. What if the state of Oregon says to him, you know what? Because he's supposed to wear a mask when he walks in those buildings, right? What if they take it to the next level? They say, Art, unless you get vaccinated, you can't come in here and do business with us. Can't walk in our doors. What happens if it's the airlines? Seriously, what happens if the airlines say, you know, I mean, right now you got to wear a mask, right? Vaccine passports. Now, this gets to the entire concept of liberty. Where in federal law does it say that vaccines are mandatory? Now, there is a federal law that says in exchange for not suing over vaccinations, and I'm not saying all vaccinations are bad. Polio vaccination is probably a really good thing. Measles, rubella, whatever. But what I am saying is this. Federal law says you can't sue over the vaccination. And there have been something like, and this is what this article today in The American Thinker, Your Papers, Please, this article by Patricia McCarthy. And in it, it says nearly 4,000 people have died after receiving the vaccines. And as many as 162,000 others have been injured. Now, this is according to Alex Berenson, as you know, is the former New York Times reporter. You see him on Fox News all the time. His Twitter account is full of these kinds of data, including that COVID vaccines are 500 times more lethal than any seasonal flu shot. So if government says you are going to have to do this because it's in the public's best interest, if your employer says, yeah, we're being told by the government, by Kate or by Joe Biden, that we got to do this. If government says that, and this in effect becomes the mark of the beast, where you're not allowed really to buy or sell or to do anything, what will you do? Is that an infringement in your liberty? Is it constitutional? Is it even right, moral? If you object, you do it anyway. Tim's on the line. We'll talk to him on the other side of this break. It's 6:48. Don't go away. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. Lots of emails about this issue, and I will try to get to them. One from Lee says, I would hope many businesses would strike. Well, what about employees? I mean, seriously, if you're being told you gotta have the vaccine to work here or to do business with us, to even walk in the door, what will you do? If you have a moral belief that the vaccine is bad for you, why would you comply with it? Problem is, how do we fight it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He's a contractor you can trust. You don't believe me? Go to his website. Check out the really satisfied, happy customers and the before and after pictures. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. We'll start first with Tim, move to Glenn. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. This is a question I've had for a long time. When a legislator takes his oath of office, is withholding information that creates a reaction violate his oath?
Well,
go ahead.
I'm just trying to think back through the oath. You have to support and defend the Constitution, and I believe the oath, at least in Oregon, says to faithfully execute the laws of the state of Oregon. I think. So
I'll get. Do I have?
If the law has to do with transparency. Ahead. And they refuse to be transparent. In other words, they refuse to release to you, say, you make a public records request and they refuse to release to you emails, like, say, all of these senators who got bought off about, hey, what do you want? What kind of money do you want in your district so you can stay on the floor of the Senate and let us pass all this stuff that takes your freedom away? You know, those little emails they sent out, you could ask for that in a public records request. And if they deny it to you, then they're breaking Oregon law. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if they break the law, the only way you can hold them accountable is to go sue them. You know, seriously, that's the only way you can do it. And that, of course, costs money and anxiety and everything else.
One nice thing about this job discussion is if you have good unemployment and you have money coming from the government, it's going to make it easier for employees. Then they just get money from the government.
Yeah, we all just get money from the government. Pretty soon nobody wants to work. And then where does government get the money from? Well, they just
make
it out of thin air.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
If I made the comment,
thanks, Tim.
I'll leave. You talked about that Oregon spends 50% more than 45 states in the union. It doesn't make any difference. Ask the Republican Party why it doesn't make a difference.
Well, the Republican Party doesn't make a difference because of leadership problems. And that encompasses a whole different discussion. Thanks, Tim. Got to move on. Corby sent me an email, said, Mark of the Beast, said, Jeff, we're already in the beast system. The mark is the process. We are not going to wake up someday and have a mark. Fiat currency not backed by gold and silver, which is biblical, honest weights and measures. Masks are just a prelude to the actual mark. And look how willing people are to slap on a mask. Go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yeah. There's so much going on. It's just incredible what's going on in all the legislations and world legislations, and how that they're actually finding out now that more are dying this year at the beginning of the year of the vaccine than actually died of the disease, so-called, last year at the beginning of the year. But about Cain, it says, and the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Well, then that mark shows up on human beings in Revelations 13 and 18 and thereabouts. So just comparing a thought about what is that thing, what is that event that triggers such an event of not buying or selling is my thought. But I'm calling kind of following the Cain, the mark of Cain, which is just a forerunner of a mark set on human beings in Revelations. But let me ask you this, Jeff. When they mandated, did they mandate the polio vaccines and everything because you couldn't go to school if you didn't take them? I question that. Would that be a violation of your liberty?
Of course it would be. There's a story here, actually, on, it's from January 6, 2021, when the Supreme Court ruled a vaccine could be mandatory. A 1905 decision provided a powerful and controversial precedent for the flexing of government authority. Now, I haven't had a chance to read through the article. It's a History Channel article, and this is about smallpox. It legitimized this 1905 ruling, government's authority reasonably infringe upon personal freedoms during a public health crisis by issuing a fine to those who refused vaccinations. So it's not an outright mandatory thing, you must be vaccinated. It's just that it's like not buying insurance under Obamacare. You can be issued a fine. Same principle.
And that's true. Now, the only thing I see is under the other vaccines, you were not forbidden to buy or sell. Now, this one seems to have that linkage to it, that you could then be denied buying and selling. Now you got the technology world enforcing that rule. You didn't have that technology at that degree back in 1905 and before. This is the most interesting stuff that we've ever faced in our lives, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it is a reason why we must do two things. Those of us who are people of faith must pray. And I think pray harder. I think we need to have every church, every synagogue, every parish needs to be having regular weekly prayer meetings specifically for politics and for our leaders. And then the other thing I want to see happen is Jericho marches around the state capitol every single day that they're in session. A different church coming to Salem, walking around with their church flags and the American flag, praying seven times around the Capitol building every day. Glenn, it is interesting times. Thanks for your contribution. Thanks to all of you for listening. Be blessed out there today. Keep fighting. Keep believing. Keep praying. See you tomorrow.